Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today we're going to be talking about the sound of divine awakening and the sound of higher consciousness and the also getting assistance from higher beings from different realms of different and different frequencies. One of the basic concepts of sound healing that is the most powerful of all is that your intention is carried on the sound wave. And when you have a very consistent intention, that intention not only is carried on the sound wave, it gets recorded with the sound or music that you actually record. And when you play it back, it is still transmitted. It's interesting, I've talked to quite a few people, and no one seems to know precisely how that gets recorded, whether it's, but somehow it's in the etheric field that goes along with the voice or with the music that's being played. And so it does get recorded, and I don't know if it gets recorded as actual sound waves or it just gets attached to the vocal or instrument that is being recorded, and somehow it's recreated, that emotion is recreated when it's played back. It's interesting, I'm not really sure it did, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, there are tons of studies that have proven that this intention definitely does get carried and does get recorded. And this has been proven by Dr. Emoto with his work, where he actually freezes water while after an intention has been transmitted into the water. By the way, when Dr. Emoto does the process, it's actually after the water starts, when it starts coming back to water, it's after it is frozen, it's like when it's defrosting, that's the word, when it's defrosting, that's when the actual snowflakes are created that have the intention included in them. So, just an interesting fact. So, the interesting thing is to get your intention consistent, because that's what makes a powerful intention, is a consistent frequency that you're holding nonstop. You know, it's really very difficult to hold an intention for a long time over an entire song, especially if it's a 20-minute song, unless you go into a trance. So let's do a little test. I'm going to do a little bit of toning, and I want you to hold the intention of divine love for everyone on the planet, spiritual love for everyone on the planet, that everyone is connected to divine love on the entire planet all the time. Okay? And I'll tone for just a minute. So everyone that's listening, hold that intention while I'm toning, and I will hold it myself. Probably clearly in that intention about 80, maybe 90% of the time. I was really very tuned in and was able to hold the intention pretty clearly. I think only for a second here and there did I have distracting thoughts. So think about what percentage of time you were able to hold your intention? 100% of the time? 90%? 80%? It's quite common for people to only be able to hold their intention 30 to 50% of the time. Because it's a very concentrated state when you're holding your intention nonstop with complete focus and complete consistency. It's tricky. It's tricky. And it's really one of the key aspects that you learn through meditation is being able to hold focus of attention more than just a few seconds. You know, it's interesting. God, with people growing up listening to television, it completely wipes out that ability to focus your attention more than a few seconds. And what does it more than anything is simply the cuts, the camera cuts on a show that cut from one place to or one scene from another or one view to another really quickly. It's especially rampant in like normal TV, you know, network TV now. And it's horrible. And my girlfriend, she's actually got an 11-year-old, and she doesn't watch TV. She hasn't watched TV her whole, well, she does some now, but she didn't her whole childhood. And her focus of attention is so clear, and so she's so able to keep her attention on one thing for a really long time. It's easy for her. And I just see so clearly that how TV completely teaches you to be distracted, to not hold that focus of attention. So the trick is to really, when doing any type of music, even if you're just toning, to be able to hold that intention the whole time. Now what's cool about it is when you simply get into a trance, it's almost like you get into a song and you're just holding the frequency of the intention. And you're just focused on that frequency the entire time. You're just like toning the frequency in your mind besides whatever music you're playing. So the frequency, if we think of the frequency of the intention of divine love for every person on the planet, think of what frequency that is, because everything on the planet, thought forms, everything, as far as all matter, has a frequency. That's well known. We know that everything is frequency. So, what is the frequency of this divine love for every person on the planet? Well, divine love seems to be something like, could be even be lower. If you tune in, it's really a much higher frequency than I'm singing. And I assume what I'm singing is an octave or multiple octaves below this super high frequency of divine love that's coming in. So we tune into that frequency of divine love. But there's a more of a depth to it when we say divine love for every person on the planet. Then that frequency becomes really powerful. Really powerful. Wow. It's almost, it's more powerful than I can even grasp. Wow. Oof. That's intense. Well, so once you really get into the frequency of it, it makes it much easier to hold the focus in that, because now you're not holding a thought, which is kind of an amorphous thing. You're holding the frequency of a thought, the frequency of an intention. It's like just like toning. When you tune into the frequency, just keep toning. Just keep toning it, you know. It's easy to remember to stay on the frequency, you know, when you know the frequency of it. And, you know, there's never a wrong frequency. You know, even if, whatever frequency you hit, if you bring in that energy, it's going to be there. So don't worry about whether there's a right frequency or not, you know, or a wrong frequency for divine love and divine love for every person on the planet. Okay? So this is really powerful, really important concept to be able to hold that intention. But what's quite amazing is when you get a room full of people holding that intention really consistently at the same time. Or you get 200 people on the telephone on a conference call, or 1,000 people on a radio show like this. In a minute, I'm going to play a recording by myself called Awakening. And what I did on this recording is I held the intention of perfect peace and stillness connected to spirit. And I held that intention from the moment I started playing all the way through the time I was doing the editing, all the way into the mix. So that intention was very consistent. And what happened during this recording is divine beings and angels started manipulating the recording. I had some notes that got stuck in the computer, so they kept going even when I wasn't playing. And then I did some really odd editing that happened to work perfectly. The mix just fell together without me even doing anything. The sounds I chose were the first ones I chose were perfect. It was just uncanny how everything fell together. And now when I listen to this recording, I don't even know what I did. It's really odd because it's like there are parts on there that I don't even remember playing or know how I got them. I also, on this recording, I actually set the tempo of the recording to a very slow breath. This slow. So everything on this recording is in a multiple of that slow breath. Also, on this recording, I played MIDI saxophone. That's a saxophone that plays a synthesizer. What's cool about a MIDI sax is the breath controls the volume. So if I breathe harder or blow harder, I can get a louder sound. If I blow softer, I get a softer sound on the synthesizer that I'm triggering. And so it allowed me to get my breath into the sound of the synthesizer. And since I was really tuned in when I was doing it, it really activated it by bringing my live breath into the recording. Okay. So then I did this recording and I've been playing it on the sound table and different people have bought it and listened to it. And about 80% of the time when I play this recording, beings from somewhere come in the body and move up and down through the body and do healings. I often ask for this, you know, but it's never happened on any of the other recordings. And it especially happens well in our sound therapy room where we have some visuals that are activated by these sounds. So this recording is really powerful. So then, about a week ago, we had a recording session with a master healer called Master Zhigang Sha. Master Sha has been around quite a while, and about 4 years ago, he got a divine download from God and is now a master healer, very similar to John of God. And what he does is he's got a couple of days a week, he'll have conference calls, and he will do healings, and he'll have, you know, 200 to 400 people on the conference call. And what he does, one thing he does quite often, is he actually will tap into all of the energy of everybody on the phone, and he will use that energy for everybody to do a healing on one person together. So when you get everybody's intention working together, like 200 to 400 people, you can heal just about anything. This is what John of God does. He uses the people around him as batteries to help him heal the people that he does healings on. And Zhigong Sha, I believe, does this as well. But he has a direct channel to higher beings and to spirit. He's very powerful as far as tuning in to these higher beings, and especially just directly to the divine spirit and allowing it to flow through him into whoever he's with or whoever he's on the phone with. So he came in and was doing recordings of soul songs, these songs that just come through him and that do healing for different aspects. And I told him I had a song that might be cool for him to work with, and his psychic tuned in and said, you know, if we do this recording of Master Sha on top of Awakening, the song I have, it will unbelievably, like never before, open people's soul into divine awakening and higher consciousness. So Master Sha stopped the recording session that he was doing, and the rest of the day we recorded his vocals on top of this recording of Awakening, which was already doing some pretty amazing healings. So an odd thing happened. It was unbelievable. And we had a few psychics in the room that said, one of them said that it was the most powerful meditation he had ever heard in his life. Another one said that the Buddha came down and landed on a lotus in her crown chakra and sat on the lotus in her crown chakra about 3/4 of the way through this song when we were playing it back. So what's amazing is Master Sha is not only holding his intention as pure and as powerfully and as consistently as anybody I've ever heard. He's also bringing in this huge, wide array of frequencies of divine energy to come through the music to do healing, but especially to raise you into higher consciousness and divine awakening. It's amazing. It's really amazing. Now, the funny thing is, as a recording engineer, professional recording engineer for the last 30 years, I spent my lifetime working on helping people record in perfect pitch, in perfect relative pitch, so they're not out of tune. And I got really good at it. And then over the last few years, I've been doing sound healing recording. And when you do sound healing recording, when spirit takes over, often it doesn't care about pitch. At least in the traditional rock and roll pop sense, as far as having it right on pitch. So if you are really bothered by bad pitch, it may be difficult to listen to this unless you can hear the energy that is coming through. Second, you tune into the energy coming through, the pitch no longer matters. So the energy coming through is so powerful, not only in the music, but in his vocals on top of this, that's the thing to tune into. So what we're going to do is I'm going to play this song, and afterwards we're going to open up the phone lines and see what feedback people have from listening to this song. And give out the phone numbers to call in after we listen to this. So this is Divine Awakening, and I played all of the music with direct connection to spirit and pure peace and stillness, with Master Zhigong Sha on the top singing with a divine download to help all of us come into divine awakening.
Yeah. Oh.
divine awakening. Wow. May we all end up in this place together sooner than later. I'd like to open up the phone lines now for people to call and give feedback if you'd like to share your experience. The phone number is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. There's also a direct number you can call, and that's 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. There's also a number for those of you in Canada, and it's on the web, though. So if you just look around on the web there, you'll find that number. So if you'd like to give feedback on the song or if you had an experience, let us know at probably the first number, 877-876-5227. And I'll just keep talking until we get a call, if we get a call. The most amazing thing is beyond when you have your intention set really consistently and really with clear focus is when you are able to bring in divine beings or other beings into your music and channel them through you. Joel Andrews, who plays harp, we had him on a few weeks ago and he was at our conference. He brings in angels through his music. And there's a great recording by Tom Kenyon over on his site. He's actually got recordings of the full range of archangels coming through his voice. And he's got one for free with Archangel Raphael, who does healing. And then there are quite a few recordings, of course, of people doing music with the Christ energy coming through or with the Buddha coming through them. And then there's music where different Elohim, the different company of heaven, come through. And then there's simply music where your guides, your own personal guides, are coming through the music. And, you know, the trick is simply to ask. Because when you ask for these beings to come through your music, they often will. And they may not come through in exactly the way you think you would like for them to come through, but often they do come through. Often we can also ask for the other beings from other planetary systems, whether it be Palladians or the Hathors from Venus, or the Sirians, or the Arcturians, or any planetary system. If you have any connection with them, you can ask for that they come through, and they will help with the music. And then just imagine getting the whole company, just getting them all coming through at once. You know, getting a whole chorus, a whole choir. You know, that's really the most powerful of all, is to really have a full range of the company of heaven coming through your music. But, you know, besides just having these other beings, I mean, really, when you get down to it, all they are doing is they are just channels for spirit. Spirit and God and the divine energy. Because those other beings, they only have so much power themselves. Really, where they get their power is from the same source that we get our power. So often the trick is to just go to the source, connect directly to spirit, and have the spirit come through you. And again, you can just simply ask and tune in to the frequency of spirit. And the trick is to simply do a frequency. frequency sweep in your mind up and down until you find the frequency of spirit. It's like, it's much higher than I can say. It's funny, to do a frequency higher than you can hear only works certain so well on the radio. But it's like, here it is, very high frequency, that of spirit. And again, there's no wrong frequency. You can't get it right. As long as you feel the energy coming in, you have found the energy. And more than anything, as I've mentioned many, many times, it's not so much that you get the frequency right or that you find the right sound or whatever. It's more about consistency. It's about locking on to a consistent frequency, because that is the main aspect of spirit, God, divine love. Is it's as consistent as the earth going around the sun, or the sun going around the Milky Way, or the Milky Way going around the black hole that it's going around, or the Milky Way going around the nebula that it's going around, which is probably a million years. Not sure. It's really slow. Or that nebula going around its center, just, you know, trillions of years. It's still a slow frequency that is consistent. That is consistently not only there, but it's moving very slowly, because it is a slow frequency. That's the trick. Tuning into the frequency of pure stillness, but it isn't just stagnant stillness. It's stillness that is moving with the tides of every movement in the universe, down to the slowest, up to the fastest, which is above the atom. So, if you have feedback, you can also email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. That's david@soundhealingcenter.com. And then within a week, we'll have this recording up on our website. You can also get it at Master Shaw's site. And that's drsha.com, drshaw.com, drsha.com. And we also have quite a few other recordings. We have the song by itself without the vocals at our site at thesoundhealingcenter.com. And that's where you can find all the information about the classes we have at our institute and all of the upcoming events and such that we offer here. You know, we do offer classes on sound healing without music production at all, where you can do a full semester or you can do an associate degree in sound healing. And then we have a whole separate program on sound healing music production. In fact, we had classes in that all day today. If you wanted to learn Pro Tools and how to produce and how to mix and do things like that, there's no other school in the world that does anything like what we do as far as sound healing music production. It's about bringing the magic out in your music and also using intention at the same time. So if you're interested, go to soundhealingcenter.com, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call the school at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2-HUM. H-U-M. Or you could call the 800 number, 800-9000-MIX. 9000-M-I-X. 800-9000-M-I-X. So, I hope you enjoyed this song. And do let me know any feedback to see what you think. See if you had a major experience. So, I'm going to go ahead and close. And once again, it's about holding the consistent energy of your intention, bringing in the light beings to help at the same time. So keep holding that intention for whatever you like, divine love for every person on the planet, or for whatever you need, or whatever the entire planet needs. Hold it as consistently as you can and as long as you can. Into the evening, into the weekend ahead, into the week ahead, into the months ahead, into the years ahead, and then into lifetimes ahead. See you.